5, Rashi and Tosfos, Ela Hakamashmalan, the Ur Koychavim, Nami Urhu. Rashi explains, Lioilam, really, Koychavim Hameirim Ka'amar, it means stars which produce light, which shine. Or the Kakashilach, and that which you had a question, Hosha'inan Meirin Loi, that if they don't produce light, they don't have to praise. Hatnanakat koich ve'er, this which it says, stars of light, lav lemu'uteich koichavim she'ina meirin, it's not to exclude stars which do not produce light. B'chol koichavim yesh lehem er, because all stars produce light. Ve'lek lemu'utamidi, and you cannot exclude anything. Ukra ashmi'inon, and the Pasuk is teaching us, the er koichavim kari er, that the light of stars is called light, is called oir. V'nafkemina, and the practical difference will be, l'neider hanomina oir, one who makes a promise that he will not have benefit from oir, sheyei aser ba'ir shokhechavim, that he will also be forbidden in the light of stars. Tosis, k'detanya hanoider mina oir, Tosis say, mihu, however, hei chod d'loshem b'nei adam, where the expression of the people. Einoi kaloshen hamikra is not like the loshen of the pasuk. Oz linon achar loshen bnei adam. We go after the expression of the people. Kedamrinam be'erchin, like we say in Masech de'erchin. Gabei ha'oimer, regarding one who says, Mishkal yodi alai, the weight of my hand is upon me. Mida'i raise, from the Torah, kibayres kula. It's the entire upper arm also. Benedarim, but when it comes to promises, halecha chaloshim bnei adam, go after the expression of the people, dahainu ad ha'atzu, which that is until the elbow.